Welcome to Soulful Sunday. I'm your host, Mary Goulet.
All righty. Well, I am sort of Mary Goulet. In spirit, I am Mary Goulet.
In your soul.
In my soul, I am Mary Goulet. Which I will do my best impression here to be Mary Goulet here on Soulful Sunday here on Reinvention Radio. And Mary is off, and we're going to actually talk about where she is, but I am Steve Ulsher, hanging out with ya and Richie Ote. What's up, Brubers?
How's it going?
And Whitey Wade hanging out for us as well, yeah. in the studio there. And Mary, who normally leads Soulful Sunday and often talks about her book, Go With Your Gut, which I believe you can get for free at gowithyourgut.net/free, which is an awesome book and highly recommend that you get a copy of that. Today, what we're going to talk about is actually where Mary is, which is pretty darn apropos here for a Sunday, because Sunday's a great day to renew and to rejoice and to rejuvenate. And I'm running out of re-things.
Refill your drink at the bar.
Refill your drink at the bar.
Margarita.
Yeah, margarita for those. And Wade, any other re's that we should be throwing in there that I'm forgetting? No.
I think pretty much recharging is what she's doing. She's got a big heart.
Yeah.
And she's filling it back up.
She is. And yeah. And that's what we wanted to talk about today is how do you recharge? You know, how do you recharge? How do you renew that zest for life? And in this case, Mary is really taking time to go on her own retreat and to renew her zest for life, if you will, to renew, just generally speaking, her fire, right? To rekindle that fire. And so the question is, how important is it? I mean, let's just start there. In your opinion, Richie, how important is it to really take that time to go on retreat? And of course, you know, retreat is a relative term. For some, retreating could literally be just taking a week off of work and turning off the television and going for daily walks or meditating in the morning or something of that nature. And others, I have heard of such a thing. I don't really know how it's possible, but I have heard that there are retreats where, like, you can go on like a 10-day, like, talking fast, like a silent retreat kind of thing. And I don't think I would do really good in that. I mean, just
imagine,
like,
if you were the professional speaker throwing that event.
Oh my
You're like,
god!
This is the gig,
right? This is the gig right here. I know. Can you imagine being the retreat host for that thing? All right, here's what we're gonna do: nothing.
For 10 days.
For 10 grand, you will do nothing. So maybe that's what we should do. Maybe at Reinvention Radio, we will renew and refresh and rejuvenate folks on 10-day silent retreats. And
how many people would
like
be happy
gig.
In our lives if we shut up for 10 days?
Oh, my God. The number of people, when I tell my wife, fine, I'm not going to say anything at all, you should see the smile that comes. Like, there are times where she's happy, and there are times where she's just, like, jumping out of her skin happy. When I say, fine, I won't say anything at all, that's one of those times.
So that's interesting. Sometimes we may need to take a vacation for ourselves, but what a great Christmas gift. We're going to give you a vacation from ourselves. I'm not going to bother you for a week.
Yeah, I like that. So the question then is, how important is it in the scheme of things to really take that time to recharge, perhaps go on that retreat and renew? So, Richie, do you do that on any sort of consistent basis?
Yeah, I think it's relative, the question, right? Because, I mean, even sleep, we're across the street from the bed store over here.
I'm blanking on the name of it right now.
But yeah, not much sleep with that going on.
That's what I was wondering.
But in general, I mean, there's many forms of recharge. And I think Mary, she's a perfect example of someone that is just going and doing so many things. She's got a real estate show, mm-hmm. this show, mm-hmm. books, trying to write, you know, just all these volunteering. And, you know, for someone like that, sometimes you might have to completely get up and out of your environment and go somewhere mm-hmm. to actually really get it.
Yeah.
I know she's pretty good at, she met, you know, does her rosary and all that stuff too. But, mm-hmm. It's kind of relative. I think some people do it in doses. Some people need to completely check out.
Yeah.
I like to do it in doses because sometimes I like to go away, but at about 5 days max, I'm jonesing to get back.
Yeah.
I can't go for that long. Maybe I need to do a longer one to break that. I don't know. But I like to do little ones, a bunch of smaller ones that are almost just easier to do.
So get back to what? Like, what do you feel like you're jonesing for? Because I think maybe there's a lot of people who have that same sort of feeling. Like, if they really try to disconnect, or if they really just try to reset and renew and recharge, that they're missing out on something.
Oh, I know exactly. I'm not independently wealthy yet.
Yeah.
So I'm jonesing to get back, to get to work, to let me to be down there longer, right? Gotcha. So it could be just self-fulfilling, mm-hmm. right? If all of a sudden could go down, maybe you relax long enough, you come up with the idea that makes you, now you're independently wealthy, and you could stay down there for longer.
Yeah.
But around 5 days, I find myself going, gotta get back to work.
You gotta get back.
Yeah, gotta refill the bank account.
Oh, and there's that. So do you take the time away to reset and renew and potentially retreat to recharge?
Well, I have heard people use this term.
Yes.
Vacation.
Oh, no. Vacation. Something.
Vacation, yeah. As I'm launching a new small business, obviously time, you know, I'm pretty much here, but I do recognize the value. And to just answer your question about is there value in it, I would simply point to this. There are people like Bill Gates whose hours earn them incredible amounts of money. Mm. And they are often the biggest proponents of take some time away, unplug. Yes. So if they think it's worth their time to not make that money per hour, but they're going to get a return on investment from taking that time away, I think that's kind of proof in and of itself.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's the point is really, really well taken. And so ultimately, you have to figure out, in my opinion anyway, you really have to figure out what does it take for you to recharge, right? And for some, it may be getting away. And for others, it may be just, as you said, Rich, you just kind of taking those smaller types of breaks. So what would be an example then of a smaller type of break where you can renew and recharge?
I mean, obviously, some meditation, mm-hmm. Working out. I prefer early morning to do that kind of introspective stuff for me more than late night. Late mm-hmm. night, I tend to be still reacting and responding in my head to stuff that happened during the day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a little better at that, but
yeah.
Early morning, I try to wake up and not look at the clock, not think about anything, kind of mm-hmm. get up and just start doing my thing and just sit there with myself for a little while.
Yeah.
Kind of like, it's probably like a halfway meditation, still waking up from mm-hmm. sleep state or something like mm-hmm. that. And it's worked for me for being able to kind of go into the day feeling even keeled mm-hmm. as opposed to anxious about things or worried about things.
Yeah.
No matter what's going on.
And if I can encourage this,
yeah.
Like you said, it's even if it's a mini break, but I think part of it is having the space for the break. So just like you'll hear them often advise, if you're having trouble sleeping, make your bedroom just for sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Get your brain to understand when I'm in here, it's all about sleeping. So if you set up a little space out behind your house or whatever,
mm-hmm.
but you designate it, this is my nothing else is interfering space, then it doesn't matter how long, it doesn't matter how grandiose, just when I'm here, my brain gets to go into this disconnected space. I think that's how each of us could, you know, implement this in our lives.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably why so many people, good point, Wade, I mean, that's why people probably want to go somewhere, right? They allow themselves at the retreat in Mexico mm-hmm. to finally relax mm-hmm. because that looks like a place that it's okay to do that. Where at home, it might be a little tougher to give yourself that opportunity.
Yeah.
Right. So they might have to.
And you can't make the living room, oh, I'm going to meditate in the living room and look at the dirty laundry and be distracted by the TV. Mm-hmm. No, set up a place conducive to it. But like you're saying, Rich, and then give yourself permission when I'm here.
Yeah. No, it's a really, really good idea. It's that, let's just call it sort of like a homemade retreat, if you will. So, you know, if it's possible for you to go away for an extended period of time, whether that's a week or a couple of weeks, and, you know, if that is in the cards for you, that probably would be a great way to recharge and refocus and rejuvenate. For a lot of folks, you know, they're sitting there going, you know, that's all well and good for them, but, you know, I got three kids, I got bills to pay. There's no way that I can do that. I mean, yeah, that's good for them. And I've got friends who, well, these are the kinds of people I just want to slap gently. I love them, but I just want to slap them gently because, like, literally, he just sent me an email saying, okay, here's my next 19 weeks. And, like, he and his girl are going here, there, this country, that country, Slovenia, Slovakia, Belgium. It's like, and he can set it up that way because they don't have anything and his business is laptop-ish and this, that, and the other. So if that's not possible for you, take Wade's advice and maybe set something up in a particular room or in the backyard. But either way, find that time to really renew and refresh and rejuvenate and reset, because at the end of it all, it really does pay massive dividends. So really interesting topic there. Thanks, Mary, for giving us that topic to talk about today. Mary Gallet, you enjoy your time away. And don't forget about her book, Go With Your Gut. You can get it, gowithyourgut.net/free. And we will talk to you next time on Soulful Sunday. Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olsha, visit reinventionradio.com.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, then the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olsher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step-by-step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many people get on the right path and clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step to realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting thereinventionworkshop.com today. No more delays. No more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to thereinventionworkshop.com today. That's thereinventionworkshop.com.